Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Batting second. The shortstop, Jim Mason. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Woods. Batting fourth. The DH, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Doug Ault. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sam Ewing. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dave McKay. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Gary Woods. Batting ninth. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Steve Hargan. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alan Bannister. Batting second. The left fielder, Royal Stillman. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting sixth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Chris Knapp. And now, play ball. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia strikes out. One out. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Royal Stillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Horta trying to get to third. Woods throws the ball into McKay, who tags Horta for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley takes first base on ball four. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta misplays the ball. That's an error on Horta. Fairley moves to third. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fairley scores. Ault moves to third. It's 1-0, Blue Jays. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a fly ball into left field. Stillman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ault scores. Ewing moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Blue Jays. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ewing scores. Woods moves to third. It's 3-0, Blue Jays. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia is hit by the pitch. Ashby moves to second. Francisco Barrios now pitching. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0 for 1 in the game. Mason hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister fields it and throws to second for the out. Woods scores. Ashby moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, Blue Jays. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 1 in the game. Woods hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ashby scores. Mason moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Blue Jays. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fairley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Woods settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 0 for 1 in the game. Ault hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ewing hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barrios fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 1 in the game. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Woods hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McKay moves to second. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ashby takes first base on ball 4. McKay moves to third. Woods moves to second. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Garcia hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Baylor now playing left field. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ewing who is chasing the ball. Essien reaches third base with a triple. Lemon goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1 Blue Jays. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. Bannister hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Royal Stillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Stillman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Essien scores. It's 5-2, Blue Jays. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the White Sox 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Essien and he is out, Bannister applying the tag. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ault hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. Gamble hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm hits a fly ball into right field. Ewing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the White Sox 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ewing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-2 in the game. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first, with Barrios covering, for the out. Two outs. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Essien hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-2 in the game. Bannister hits a line drive into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Royal Stillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stillman hits a fly ball into right field. Ewing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the White Sox 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ashby for the out. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Garcia hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zisk takes first base on ball 4. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Ashby for a passed ball. Zisk moves to second. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Zisk moves to third. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ewing. Spencer reaches second base with a double. Zisk scores. It's 5-3, Blue Jays. Jerry Johnson now pitching. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-2 in the game. Gamble hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spencer scores. It's 5-4, Blue Jays. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-2 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ewing. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Essien takes first base on ball 4. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-3 in the game. Bannister hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ewing. Bannister reaches second base with a double. Lemon scores. Essien moves to third. It's Blue Jays, 5, White Sox, 5. Royal Stillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stillman hits a line drive to right field. Ewing throws towards the plate. Ashby fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ashby. Essien scores. Bannister scores. Stillman moves to second. It's 7-5, White Sox. Chuck Hartenstein now pitching. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stillman moves to third. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Zisk hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Blue Jays 5. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Stillman chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards third. Soderholm fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Soderholm. Baylor moves to third. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Fairley hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ault is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ewing hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Blue Jays 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-3 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Blue Jays 5. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-3 in the game. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first, with Barrios covering, for the out. One out. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Woods hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ashby for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Blue Jays 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Essien hits a fly ball into right field. Ewing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bannister hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Royal Stillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Stillman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bannister moves to second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Horta hits a fly ball into right field. Ewing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Blue Jays 5. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Garcia hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Baylor hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Toronto Blue Jays, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.